These cards?
What I love are these cards. Listen, I'm a whore and a half for Canva.
That's upside down.
It is upside down. I love these cards so much.
I love to read. Earlier, we were like, when we were first setting up, I think it's recording, but we'll find out.
We'll find out.
When we were first setting...
You are recording. I would just remind you, just always just be conscious of speaking towards the direction of the microphone, but have a good shoot.
Great. Thank you so much.
That shouldn't be something you have to remind us, because we are actual actors. Yikes.
I would like to procure the bag.
I want
to
be a rich bitch. Penthouse door man. Money, 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 rich bitch. Hey. Give me that bag. Rich bitch.
Yes. You're so rich.
Pay me. Thank you so much. We are a mess. Yes. Hi. Oh, my God. So we're talking about cards.
We're talking about cards. These lovely... Listen, there's so much that's going to be new and unusual and fun for season two here. First of all, we're going to be giving you fashione for the gods.
Look at these nude little pumps.
My blue leathers.
Oof,
we love it.
Yes, God.
And these cards. These cards. We're very proud of these cards.
Would you call this good stock?
Good stock. It's card stock.
Card stock.
In a word.
Yeah.
In a word.
By the way, you look great.
As do you, my lady.
I know. Thank you.
She's giving news anchor business realness.
I know. I'm
extravaganza.
Like, today on the 411, we found out that, you know, there's been a dog who killed a bunch of chickens. I don't know. Yes.
People keep chickens as pets in New York.
Where?
I think you're allowed to do that. I believe I remember reading some time ago that, like, it's not zoned. It's like there's not really... Like, I've seen people walking pigs around the city.
Wow.
Like they're a cat or a dog.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird.
What?
There's also a really great story about George Rose, I believe, when he lived down in the Village long ago.
Great last name. Sounds like Seeds and Rose.
He was an actor, I believe. I hope that's his name. Ooh, if I'm getting this wrong.
Good job.
Embarrassing.
Season two. But fact-checking still doesn't happen. You could.
Never.
Never did. Never loved her.
But he lived in an apartment down in the Village that he had, like, two jaguars in his apartment
Pets. Also work. I know that's not good. No, it's not good. It's not good.
But like,
it's not good.
I mean, but also, obviously that's illegal.
That's
but
terrible. Like, as a vegan and as an animal activist.
Right. And I remember hearing
but work
when
a little.
He died that they just like let them go or gave them to
the
zoo or something.
Okay.
Like,
gave them the zoo is better.
I don't really know. Maybe they were dead too. I don't know.
Oh my God. The story is the worst story I've ever heard.
I know. Well, there's a guy in the city named Ed Dixon who did a show called Georgie, I think, a couple years ago, and he told this whole story about how they were friends and they knew each other and blah, blah, blah. Crazy pants. Crazy pants story. But somehow we went from pet chickens to jaguars.
Well,
somehow that makes sense. Somehow.
I think it does. And speaking of kitty cats, no, I saw a YouTube video of this woman, and she lived in some of the project housing in Manhattan, and she said that there was a guy who illegally had a tiger in the room and no one knew, and then he came out one day and just bit somebody and they were like, wait, what? So anyway, people are wild in New York.
That
I love
literally
New York.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
No.
Nothing in New York surprises me, which is I think why I live here.
Yeah, me too.
It's like emotional cutting. I'm like ready for it and give me the crazy.
I love that. Not
I got
the emotional.
You're crazy.
Yeah, I just love New York because she is that gal. There's gonna be days where you're like, I hate you, and you obviously hate me, but also I'm obsessed with you.
There's a level,
I love you.
There's a level of love-hate that you have to live here.
Yeah.
Like, you have to love it, and you have to hate it. And if you don't love and hate it, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, you're doing it wrong, because if you just love it, something's...
You're DeLulu.
I don't know what happened to you, but nothing has. And then if you hate it, well...
Then why are you here?
Why are you here?
There has to be balance.
Yeah.
I'm a Libra. We love balance. Anyway. Happy season two, everyone.
Happy
welcome to the show.
Two.
For those of you who've been following along from season one, so much has happened since then.
Yeah.
I can't, like, when was our last episode? Our last episode was right before Christmas.
Wow, that's really not that long ago.
But, like, it feels like eons ago.
Oh, it feels like we've never done this.
So much has happened. So much has happened since then.
Never.
But we'll get into that in a second. Mm-hmm. If you're watching this and we have hit our target, it's tax day.
Yeah.
It's tax day, everyone. April
15th. It's tax day.
File your taxes. Have you filed your taxes yet?
I have. And I have to say that as a baby girl who always tries to file her taxes in February, you know, as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, let me get that the dual.
Right.
But because...
Let me get that return.
Return. But here's the thing. Oops. Like last year, due to here's what's also weird. Like last year was my best year as an actor, as a creator, as all the things, which is weird to say when there's a strike. But shout out to my reps at Dreammaker Talent for getting me print work, commercial work, you know, all the allowed things, right. Obviously, because yeah. I ain't, there's no scabs in this house.
We ain't crossing no line.
Except for on these these heels under these shoes. But anyway, I was really nervous. I was really nervous because I had a lot of 1099 work, and I kind of WebMD'd myself, you know, where you Google anything that's going on, and like it's like you're dead already.
Yeah.
Whereas I just looked up like, okay, I have, sorry to bump the mic. I have like these, I'm not used to these. These are beautiful, by the way. I had so many 1099 work. I had some W-2s as well, but it's so much 1099. And for those of you who don't know what that is, that's basically untaxed, like independent contractor work. A lot of creative work is that, like
gig when work.
Gigs.
Yeah.
And
Get the gig. That's the gig.
So like one of my highest paying things was a print ad, National Baby Girl. I won't say mm-hmm. the price, but I was nervous. So I waited until like literally yesterday to get my taxes done.
Oof.
And not in April, okay, because we're filming this a little. So I'm not as irresponsible.
Right, we're ahead of the curve here.
Okay, but it's pretty bad for me. And it, you know it's bad because my tax lady, who is a brilliant witch of magicness, she's an artist herself back in the day in New York, and she knows how to do beautiful write-offs. And we have this really great spreadsheet that we just keep updating. You can see the progress, which is really fun to watch too. But when I sent it, I was like, when I sent it to her, it's almost like I felt bad and I was like scared. I was like, okay, so I looked online and I plugged in what I got in W-2, what I got in 1099, and I was like,
and I'm gonna owe 17 months.
Yeah,
rent.
I'm gonna owe thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of blah, blah, blah. And you know what? That girl did some magic. I owe like $135.
Ooh,
that makes no sense.
I can't remember the last time that I owed that little.
Yeah. Do you usually owe?
You know, yes.
You know.
You know. Yes.
Okay.
For the same reason, because a lot of it's 1099.
Yeah.
From way back in the day, no longer. She's a W-2 gal now. But way back in the day when I was bartending and catering and mm-hmm. like doing all of the freelance work I could,
yeah.
I was always owing. However, I was very much able, similar situation with my tax woman, who is also an actor and a witch.
Those are the two requirements. You must be a witch.
A witch and
an actor.
To do taxes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She somehow would make it so that I would owe way less than I had anticipated, which
was
great. But the last couple years, because I'm not really doing entertainment anymore and there's less things that I can write off.
Right.
I'm not doing entertainment as an actor anymore.
Yeah.
There's less that I can write off. I have owed several thousand.
Wow.
It has been not very fun.
I thought mine was going to be beyond. I was nervous about that.
I'm very nervous about this year. I have not filed yet. I have an appointment scheduled. Again, it's March. I'm not late.
We're not actually in April.
We're speaking
Let's
about
chill.
The past. We're in the future now.
Yeah. Whatever that means. I'm like, wait, what? My day's been so
Welcome
long. I'm like, what
to
is
the past future?
No, but honestly, I've had, well, actually, to be honest, I usually get money back because TV theatrical is W-2'd, like big shows
yeah.
and stuff like that. So I would usually get money back. But last year, because of strike, and honestly, work, we'll get into that because we won, gal. We had to do it. But because a lot of it was 1099, because prints are 1099, they are not W-2s.
Yeah.
And then a lot of like VO stuff, you know, is not W-2, even if it's union. A lot of gig work, you know, all that stuff. So usually I have a lot of W-2s rolling in, and I get money because they're like, oh, artist, cool. And they're like, we're New York.
Here's some
we
money.
Care
we
about
feel
you.
So bad for you.
Yeah, are you okay? Why did you do this? And so usually I do get money back, but this year was my first year where I had so much work that was 1099, and proudly so. Even my tax person was like, I know you feel like this is bad, but it's actually a get. You're killing. She actually said this. She was like, I'm proud of you. And I was
oh
like,
oh my God, if my tax woman ever said I'm proud of you to me, I would be gagged. I would cry right in front of her.
I almost did. Not in front of her because she's far away in Colorado, but.
Well, we do a Zoom.
But we'd, oh.
She and I do a Zoom together, and we go through all of our items, and then usually she makes fun of me for being an idiot, and then,
Okay, you have a different relationship with your tax girl.
We do. Well, I've she's been doing my taxes since 2007.
Okay, yeah, we go back not that long. We're 12 years in, so maybe when we hit that mark, we'll start dogging each other hard.
She's seen the devastation. the
Tell
devastation. Like, the years I was making, like, $15,000 for the year.
Oh my God.
Insanity.
And you were like, I'm eating Cheetos.
No.
Oh.
Well, because also for 10 years, my rent was super low. So it wasn't
you were...
too bad. But like still.
Still.
Don't miss that.
Yeah, but we're rich bitches now, so.
Yes, well, and speaking of which,
yeah.
To our standardized question, coming into season two, on this little wobbly of a chair, I hope I don't break it.
I'm nervous right now. You've broken a chair in my house.
How have you been a rich bitch this week?
God, okay, how have I been a rich bitch? Well, I did my taxes. That's pretty good. And they, I'm also wobbly. That was great, but also I also have been manifesting. I did The Artist Way again. I'm on that journey again. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we got to the abundance chapter, which is about money. And I said, I'm just going to book all the things I want to book, and I'm going to get cash money dollars for all those things.
Cash money dollars.
And I did. I booked, you know, we'll talk about what I'm up to for real when we get into our, like, what have you been up to? But I think being a rich bitch has entitled me to manifest that I am now making what I want, doing what I want, exactly what I want, yeah. Like carving it out, vision board. This is the role I want. This is what I want to be doing. You know, so I think that's it. And also I think we're being rich bitch right now. Cause look, we have nice cards. We have
mics.
We're
in a full studio.
We're in a full studio. I mean, that's rich bitch behavior.
That is rich bitch behavior. Like literally Tia Byington, photographer extraordinaire. They are
iconic.
The baddest. This is, I can't, there's more. Check the Instagram at Rich Bitch Pod for more of that. More of the visuals. We're giving you visuals a la Beyonce.
Yeah.
Obviously with not a Beyonce budget.
Yeah. Mm, yeah, I know. Same birthday, though. She's a couple years older.
Oh,
well. But it doesn't matter because she's timeless. In fact, she needs to live forever. So do I.
And she will.
She will. Okay, yeah. So that's how I've been. I just shoehorned it in. But like, this is our first episode. This is Rich Bitch Behavior to have a studio.
Truly.
Literally.
We're doing it.
So yeah, that and it's my bookings and this, and I think I manifested all of it. How are you being a rich bitch?
Well, before we get to me,
okay,
I do want to say that jointly,
yeah,
we have been rich bitching all over the place because again, this and like the studio situation,
yeah,
and like throwing some budge into this situation, mm-hmm, and just making shit happen. I will say that I am the most proud of both of us. Me doing it because of, you know, shame and guilt and expectations that I hold to myself, and you because of The Artist Way, we have really, like, sat down and made what we want happen.
Yeah.
Which is how I'm going to tell you how I've been a rich bitch. Because literally as of today, in the year of our Lord, Lady Gaga,
I have
just signed a contract for a permanent position at a company that I will never disclose for privacy purposes. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
But I am being paid cash money.
Yes.
I'm so excited. It is the first time in about, I want to say, oh my God, math. Almost 17 years, 16 years that I've had a corporate job with benefits and perks and all the things. And I am thrilled and beside myself because it's going to change so much for me.
It is.
It's going to also enable, in a good way, more rich bitch behavior.
Yeah.
Because we also have my book adaptation for TV that is just chugging along.
Yes.
With our unnamed producer that we won't talk about just yet.
Obsessed with.
Obsessed.
Yeah.
One of my favorite people that I've ever met.
Yeah.
Truly. And people that he's introduced us to.
Oh, yeah.
As we go down this path, like it's just, there's so many good things coming.
Yeah.
And I feel it, and I haven't actually felt it in a really long time in this kind of way because there's paperwork attached. And it is like, the thing is happening. It's happening.
Yeah.
And it feels so good.
That's
amazing.
It feels
so good because I now know, because of the paperwork that we have put together with our producer and that I have just signed with work, that like, the money's coming. It's on a piece of paper. So we know it's coming.
We know it's happening.
And it's the most I have ever made in my whole life. It is multiple years combined more than I've made in
my
whole
amazing.
Life. So I'm just beside myself. Give it to me.
Yeah.
And so that's how I've been a rich bitch, is just pushing it forward. And I will say that, like, way back when I was still, like, scrounging for a job, because keep in mind, y'all, if you've been paying attention to season one, it took me, like, 9 months to land this.
Yeah.
It has been rough.
All good things are.
The credit cards are all calling me. It's fine.
Oh, it's fine.
Most of the money that I'm making is not mine for like months at a time.
Yeah, but it's coming to you.
It's coming.
Yeah.
But yeah, it has been a struggle and we're here. And I feel like a weight has been lifted off of my body that I'm paying for.
Yeah, I think that's incredible. I think there's something to say to that because literally, yeah, like you said, our whole first season was like you having all these headhunters and people repping you and getting these interviews and then working and but also being like, can I get hired?
And just
please?
The stress of it all too.
Yeah.
And by paying for, I mean the Zempies. We're on the
Zempies.
Oh
yeah,
we're
that's right.
Up.
Yeah, we are.
Anyway, it's
on the Zemps. You know, not to go back to me at all, but it's like
no, but go back to you.
Well, all I wanted to say was like you made me think of something else too. It's like our whole first season, and I think it really aided me in getting the right message out about the strike. Because it was hard for me, obviously, to be out of work in terms of like the thing, the shit I really love, the meat, the, you know, I'm vegan, the vegan meat of it all.
The impossible burger.
The impossible burger. you know what I mean? Like that whole Satan. That's what that shit's called, Satan.
Yeah, satanic.
Yeah. But anyway, I really, satanic panic. I really felt like we were vicariously both telling people like, this is what we're going through. This is what I'm going through as a creative person who is in the union, who is a professional actor. This is really hurts, but it has to happen.
It has to happen.
And here we are sitting here now, and I'm acting across someone I deeply respect in a movie from a movie franchise I deeply respect, and I'm the lead in it. That is something that hadn't happened for me since Pandy Land. Other than selling my show, Pandy that was iconic.
Course,
I did that during Pandy. But I wasn't actively acting in it.
Dr. It was
Seeds.
Shot and done.
Yeah, it was just given. And I'm in post for three things that are similar to that are going to come out soon. But these have been processes. It's so nice to in this season to be sitting here. You just signed your thing. I'm literally attached to two things already, and I feel like that are TV theatrical. I have a couple other, you know, but it's just like I'm so happy for us. Like, I really think it's because, I think it's because we just kept going and we've
it
been
is.
With
I'm
all
so
the
happy
bullshit.
For us too. For the record, I am so happy for us.
I'm so happy for us.
But it's true. And it really just comes down to like deciding that you're going to do it and doing it and following through and keeping going. Because how many times and we've all done this, but how many times you're like, oh, I really want to do this. And then you do it for a little while and you get tired. Or it doesn't feel good, or it's not working out the way that you thought it would.
Yeah.
And so you're like, plug pulled. I'm done. So bye. Have a good day. I'm gonna go have a sandwich. Like I've had too many sandwiches, which is why we're on the Zempies.
Okay.
But I've done that so many times.
Yeah.
Where it's like the going gets harder than I wanted it to get.
Yeah.
And we're donezo. And I think now, with, you know, at least with the job situation, which I'm so happy with and I love, I'm circumventing a lot of that frustration.
Yeah. And I think we have to remember, like, living... I have to do this better. This is me. I'm talking to me. And you, but me. I need to live more present in the moment and give myself, like, grace for, like...
Oh, my God,
look at where we were last year. I was dealing with some private, like, health things. I was dealing with, you know, a strike. I was dealing with some apartment stuff. I was dealing... You know what I mean? Like, I was okay and stable, but it was just, like, what the heck is going on? And, like...
Yeah.
I feel so better now, and it was like getting through that with you. And I think also like our biggest fans
getting through together.
Look at that rock also. Anyway,
put it on. It's from Gothic, not sponsored.
Not a sponsor. But yeah, no, I think there's something to say about that. Like we also, this is like effortless. I'm not gonna lie. Like we do this, and it's such an iconic. We talk like this anyway. It's literally like how
we
talk.
Funny thing about that too is like yes, we do this, and we are kind of like effortless and we're good at this. But like we do have notes. These do say things.
Of course, yeah. These say things on
these
them.
These aren't just props that are pretty that we make. Like,
there's something else. Sorry. Yeah. Lies.
This one's a prop.
Lies.
This one is a lie.
This one's fake. This one's real for us.
We liked the gold and green.
Yeah,
combo,
the green
so,
and the
know,
gold.
That's
I can't escape that color palette actually because that was my high school color palette and my college color palette.
Oh no. Well, we're just gonna.
It's just gonna be my life. The Cavaliers will be in my life. That's literally both of them are Cavaliers too. And I was like, can I
it
run
was
away?
So Cavalier.
Anyway, I just wanted to say presently, sitting in this moment right here with this pink lighting and these hot bitches right here, I just feel like we're giving. And I think I want to acknowledge that.
We are giving.
Cool.
So also where we left off last season, you We're newly engaged. You're still engaged?
Yes. Not only am I still engaged, I'm really engaged now.
I know the rocks that you've got.
Don't be
You're
fooled.
Still Sarah from
Sarah
the block.
Sarah from the block, yeah. I am. I'm still Sarah from the block. I'm still Boo Boo from the block. I am so happy. We are going to start planning soon. We haven't had a chance to because we were in Egypt, Jordan, Greece. Then I came back and got the ground running, and then he's been in two shoots. That one was Spain and Portugal, and then the second one is Bali, and he's still there. But he's coming back Ooh. On Friday. He's leaving literally tomorrow, but it takes 2 days to get back. Bali, baby girl, I'm going to come for you. I want to be with you. But also, yikes, it's 22 hours.
That's longer than I want to be on a plane.
That's longer than I want
to
be.
I have so many aspirations to travel far places. As we talked about in our episode, travel for food and dick.
Yeah.
Title
in
episode.
That order. Yeah.
Title of episode.
Food is everything.
One might be same as the other.
Anyway. Sustenance, both of them. Both of them sustain.
But I just don't want to be on a plane that long.
No.
I mean, my flight to Europe was 6 hours. That was perfect.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Sometimes to LA, it's longer because of the wind, whatever. And it's
And my flight to LA was about six. But like anything longer than that.
Yeah, I'm good at it.
Can we do like a 2 day layover and then get on the plane again?
I think maybe something's wrong with me because like when I flew to Egypt, it was like 12 hours and I just didn't even care.
Well, okay. But also, not to state the obvious, you are a quarter of my size.
Oh, yeah.
I am a woolly mammoth. I'm a woolly mammoth on an airplane in a tiny little baby seat. Yes, you're a Kit Kat
bar. Little babu. Kit Kat babu.
But I'm in like the tiniest little airplane seat because I'm not going to pay for business class. No. Those seats are like $7,000.
Dude, they're like eight times more.
They literally, for what, a foot more of leg room? Yeah. I will be folded in half.
And some cold ass, like, here's a hot towel and some crappy champagne.
And some microwave food.
Yeah, is this Moe? No, it's called Justin. It's like, what the fuck is this shit? It's called Joshua. It's
not
called Franzius.
Justin Champagne. Yeah.
It's Franzius. Slap the bag.
To cancel that champagne, too.
Yeah.
Ooh. Other Justin's being canceled.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Okay, yeah, we're going to.
Schmimber Schmake. Schmustin Schmimber Schmake.
It sucks because I really do like, I've always liked him.
I have mixed feelings.
Yeah, I actually really love him, but yes.
But yeah, so you on a plane and me on a plane.
Okay, you're
very
right.
Very different.
You're right. Even Mike's like, okay, shut up. Because he always gets the aisle because he's like
same.
Army.
And Mike is half my size.
Yeah.
And so like.
I wouldn't say half.
Me, well, he's narrow.
Yeah.
He's narrower.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but
he's got the arms.
Me, even on an aisle seat.
Oh, yeah.
Is still, like, because I mean, I can only do this for so long until I trip a
baby.
A flight attendant.
Yeah, or a baby.
No, I don't care about that.
Yeah, me neither.
That's fine.
That's why I said it doesn't matter. Yeah. A drunk baby. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Also, can we talk about bringing kids on long flights, like,
don't
and not drugging
it.
Them? What are you doing?
Don't do it.
Like, at least give them, no offense, I'm not a mom, so this is going to come back and haunt me, because if I ever become one, they're like, you're an asshole, but, like, there are things for babies to, like, take or, like, placate or, like, give them a bottle or something.
Gin.
Dramamine. I don't know what's allowed for Benadryl. I don't know what you can give kids. I actually don't know anything.
But, like, it's not so much, I don't mind if they're, like, playing around on the plane.
That's
running.
Fine, but they're fine. Screaming.
But if they're screaming, like, I should not have my flight or really any part of my life disrupted because you decided to keep sperm as a pet.
Yep. And I can't agree with that more because I was recently at Alamo Drafthouse, which is the best theater in the world. And other than AMC, we're like, is he at everything on a silver screen or whatever that monologue.
They discontinued them.
I know.
Oh, not Nicole Kidman.
Well, actually, so I saw Dune 2 in IMAX at AMC in Lincoln Center. And Lincoln Square, whatever that one's fucking called, that AMC, I don't remember. Anyway, she was in it, but it was cut down. And everyone in the audience was, like, quoting
Boo.
It and then started clapping. But then when it ended, they were like, what the fuck?
Because it's so
it's
iconic.
It's a meme.
I don't know why they're canceling it. That's
yeah,
the
they're wrong
thing.
For that. Because
can
honestly.
Can we not have nice things? Can we not have anything?
Can Nicole come back to us? Like, she's on the silver screen. Because here it is. Or whatever she says in a demonic look. I don't know. But I love her so much for that. That silver suit moment.
Iconic.
And she's just sitting alone in the theater like, ugh, give me more.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's no offense, but that's what AMC had going for it. Not a sponsor. Obviously, if you want me to be AMC Talks girl,
give
I'm with you. I'll make it better.
Okay.
But Alamo Drafthouse is the one where you like sit and they bring you like a dinner and a cocktail and a menu.
I know we've been talking about this. We need to
go. I go all the time, so we need to go together. Okay. We need to pick a movie that we like and we need to go. Okay?
That's going to be a challenge.
What do you mean?
There's
I like all movies.
There's nothing out right now.
But yeah, but the Alamo does like retro.
Oh.
Like they'll do, it's the 90s month. And you're like, is that Clueless? You know what I mean? Like, it's like that.
Wait, I think someone just told me that they were doing Heathers. Was that you?
That was me. Okay. And I'm gonna look that. I know Confirm. They were doing Heathers. I don't know if that was last month or this, but I'll look. I'll find out.
Confirm. Calendar. Confirm. We'll do it.
Keep girl boss. Yeah, all that stuff. So anyway, I'm gonna do that because then there's a brunch that goes along with it. Like it sometimes, it. Like some of like Breakfast at Tiffany's did all the moments. They gave you a coffee like with the thing on it as she's like sipping it, you know, outside of Tiffany's with her little.
Okay, this
croissant.
Is like an immersive movie theater event situation
yeah.
that I can get into.
And the reason I brought it up, sorry to go back, was kids because I bought. Okay, and I know this is on me, but literally, get over yourself. I got tickets to Kung Fu Panda 4. Okay. And I got the only adult only one. And it was like sold out. It was all adults being like, ha ha, you know, little and a little, you know, whatever you're doing. Boop. And I, you know, we just had such a blast. And I was like, isn't it great, Mike? Because it's a later showing and it says not kid friend, like it's for adults. Like, I was like, isn't it great there's no kids? And then, like, on cue, like, a baby appeared, like, behind us. And I was like, come on. Like, I paid for this. We all rooted for you. Like, I paid for. And he's like, why is this going on? Why is that? And also, like, I love that for him. But, like, I really didn't want to hear that.
No.
I know it's Kung Fu Panda 4 and I'm asking for it. But I picked the adult one.
Okay.
There were 9 selections. All of them have kids. They were sold out. This one, the one.
I know, but it's New York. You know that there's someone going to be sneaking in
someone
trying to get
away
peaky. With some shit.
Yeah, and not at Alamo, though.
I know. My only thing is, though, because my, you know, listeners, you'll be familiar with this if you're not. That sentence made no sense.
I don't know what that meant, but I was like, you'll be familiar with this if you're not familiar with this.
Am I drunk now? Who knows?
So both.
But speaking of drunkenness and drinking, the sobriety check on me and Sarah. Sarah's not. Never was. Never claimed to
never
be.
Never have been.
I'm still kind of fair weather with it.
Oh, well, drink. Okay. I don't drink to excess. Like,
no,
I'm not a big
drinker. I'm not trying to say that Sarah is a
raging alcohol. I'm drunk
she
now.
She smells like wine right now.
Oh, my God. Stop.
Stop. It's red wine.
No, I get what you're saying, though. Like, I've never really had a. Now, this is going to sound whatever. I just have never had a thing with, like, alcohol where it was like, oh, Sarah, you drink a lot. It was always just like, yeah, a couple here with dinner, like blah blah blah. But I never stopped myself because I never had to.
Well, I never stopped myself either, which is the problem.
Okay, we have a different issue about yeah
because I'm like, what do you mean I've had 7 cocktails? Let's
oh my god,
more.
I can't believe you're not dead after that. Like, also I am, you know, 5'2", nothing.
Yeah. Well, but also I can't believe I'm not dead after that too, because it was like the years leading up to the Pandyland and then Pandyland proper.
Yeah.
And then shortly thereafter, the doc was like, ooh, girl, your liver.
Really?
She real fatty.
Yeah, they noticed.
I didn't get to the point where I had like a literal fatty liver syndrome.
She just was a little thick.
She was the good fat.
With some fava beans, right? Yeah.
She was clapping them cheeks.
Yes, yeah, that's good.
But it was literally like my blood work came back and my doctor was like, ooh.
Spicy over here. Ooh. With the liver. Oh my goodness.
She was like, have you been drinking more? I was like, who isn't?
Yeah.
What is this blame you're placing on me?
You're like, why are you shaming me, doctor? She's like, it's for your health. You're like, you're a bitch.
You're a bitch. Get out.
Get out.
But she was right. And that kind of was what, to reiterate for those of you who are not familiar with season one, that is kind of what started the sobriety journey in the first place, is it was her being like, you're a hot mess. Please stop.
Yeah.
And so I do pockets. And I'm still doing pockets. I did dry January. I did not do dry February.
I know. I was there for some of it.
And you sure were.
For a lot of it.
And March so far has just been like a weekend thing.
Ooh, yeah.
Where it's like not going
to rosé, not all day.
Right. We had like the rosé moment the other week.
Yeah.
And then the week before that, I had a little like old-fashioned dinner moment. So I'm getting better.
Okay.
Also, not to keep harping on this, but the Zempy is kind of like curb.
Weird. That's Ozempic for those who don't know.
Yeah, and it's not really Ozempic. I got it off the black market. Different story.
Okay, cool.
It's called let's not talk about it.
Pempic. Zemp.
Pozempas.
Pozempacaca. Yeah.
But it slows cravings down for everything.
Oh, wow.
Like, there's been reports of people who like have gambling problems that start it and then just don't want to gamble.
Okay, I was
anymore.
Making a joke. Like, you like don't want to have sex with anybody.
No,
yeah.
Well, not that.
Okay.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Could you
Jesus,
imagine?
Can you even?
Can we not
are
have
we
anything?
Alive?
Can
yeah.
I not have anything?
Yeah, you're like, no booze, no sex.
No
who
food,
am I?
No booze, no sex. Like, who am
who
I?
Who am I?
What identity crisis is this?
Yeah.
But it has made drinking less desirable. And part of it is because it processes food differently, so therefore it processes alcohol differently.
Oh.
And it, like, the first time I drank on it, it was horrendous.
You told me that it was so really awful.
I
was so sick.
I woke up the next morning and threw up everywhere, and I never throw up from alcohol. It's so rare. And then...
You're like, I've tried.
I just was like, I've tried really surprised. Hard.
The old try. The old college try.
Little scouts on. Scouts try. College try sounds better.
College try sounds way better.
Yeah. I was never a scout. I was a scout for a day. And then
I was a brownie, and it was mad sexist because for girls, they're like, we're going to call you brownies. So I'm like, okay, so I already were like, first off, it sounds terrible, but now that I look back. But also, like, it sounds like we're in the kitchen making brownies. Do you know what I mean? Like,
but who doesn't love a brownie?
Yeah, should have a brownie. And like all the scout boys were learning about like survival and like the nature of it all. And we're like,
here's a knit. Sock.
Yeah, here's literally knitting. And sorry, I'm not shitting on the brownies now. And I think Girl Scouts slap. But I'm just saying, like, the brownies was like at that era, and I'm like 3 years old, so this was just a few years ago.
She's so
plus
youthful.
20. But anyway, it was just like I'd hated it because I was like, why aren't we out there doing the old, you know?
But then I also think about it,
and when I'm outside, I'm mad. So obviously, I don't want to, you know what I mean? I love hiking, but then I go back to air conditioning and I get over it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway,
great. And sorry.
Where are we going to next? Let's see. We have sobriety and Ozempic.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. We did all this. Okay. Well, the sec after contract progress. Do we want to talk about that, or do we want to talk?
Do we want to talk about that? Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that then.
I feel like
since season one, for those of you who are catching up here, and we'll absolutely go back and listen to season one now that you've found us.
Now that we keep saying that to you, I think we need a counter that's like, go back to season one. Right. Bing. Go back to season one. Bing. Bing. Season one. Bing. It's like Pee Wee's Playhouse. We're like, season one.
Yeah, but season one, we covered a lot of the strike in New York City. We were at a lot of the marches. We were at a lot of the events together.
I was a Capitan.
Sarah was an El Capitano at the HBO. Max.
Or, I'm sorry, the Max. Okay, girl, who named you? Anyway, the people that want more money, apparently. That's weird.
It's fine. Everyone's having an identity
Everyone's
crisis.
Having a problem. Just call her. Here's the thing. The Max of it all, it just sounds like Cinemax. It sounds like porn. There's literally poor, like, kids that were, like, and punished, and there's stories on Reddit of like teenage boys like having Max on their phone, and their dad was like, how dare you, and like all this crazy shit, and they're like,
oh,
it was HBO. I promise. And they're like, they just changed overnight, I'm sorry. They Elon Musk themselves, they're just X now. Woof. Anyway, yikes. That's a platform. Anyway,
is it still?
It's down there. It's not holding anything up. It's
the
just
bar
a flat,
is in hell.
The bar is in literal hell. No. So I was a captain at the thing. I was obviously a board member already. So I was like already, and then I sat on the national board when we strike authorized, and I sat on the national board when we went on strike. And I know the gravity and the weight of it all. And it was hard, and it was rough, and it was. Oh, God.
It was polarizing
at the end. It wasn't polarizing as it happened. And then as the contract came out, which was a dope one, and I've already benefited from it immensely. Anyway.
And that's what we should be talking about. Because
that's
like,
what I was going to get to.
Because, again, season one for reference. But the contract went through. Everything was hunky-dory.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of skepticism around the AI provisions and whatnot, which is so stupid. Again, season one reference.
Mm-hmm.
How have you benefited from the new contract?
So all my auditions that are TV theatrical, I'm seeing a difference now with my commercial and my TV theatrical, the one we fought for, the commercial one we're about to fight for. I have so much more time with the material. Like, I used to get into, like, okay, not complaining about the amount of auditions I had. That's an amazing thing to have, is to be overwhelmed by auditions. I'm not complaining about that. What I am saying is, when you give me 12 pages... You know, and one scene I'm like, ha 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 ha, and the next scene I'm sobbing, and it's an emotional whatever. And you give me the next till the next day, that's dirty, right? So this new contract, like, put in provisions. It has to be at least 48 hours if it's 5 pages. It has to be at least, like, there's actual caps on the self tapes. That has changed my life already. Changed my life. And then the intimacy coordinators being part of the fold changed everything. Now there's so many sets they can have them affordably because they're in our union now, and they get all the benefits, but they feel like if, as long as it's a union set, we got it. We got an intimacy coordinator. We need that. And I needed that years ago. I'm so glad we have that now.
Yes.
Already benefiting. For AI, you know, that's a whole other thing. But there's a lot of fear mongering where people are sharing, like, still, because they haven't read anything, is they'll share like an AC sag. This is why we didn't want this. I was like, that was going to happen. That realistic looking thing that you're upset by was going to happen if we didn't have it in our contract or not.
Yeah.
But the difference is now, if that thing has any of us on it, we're getting paid well. Our likeness will never be used to things that we do not want to be involved in. We'll never say anything we don't want to say. All of that is covered. All of it. So instead of being like, no AI, I'm an AI purist, be that way. That's fine. But we can't be that way, or we'll never be in the conversation. We had this whole, we talked about this in season one. Watch season one. Season
we're
one.
We're so annoying.
I know. I want us to leave. But anyway, I've already benefited off that because there's protections now written in to things where they're like, don't worry, we won't be taking capture of you. And if we do, this is what we have to ask you. And these da-da-da-da-da. Before, they never would have done that. They just either would have taken it or not taken it.
Right.
And that's it. So it's already benefited me. I feel like there's a lot of more communication. And now there's AI companies that are working with SAG-AFTRA. I don't know the exact names, but there's a list of them that actually, and I met somebody when we were at the arts club.
Bill.
Yeah, with Bill. That guy came up to me that, well, Bill's talking about it, that SAG-AFTRA came in the room and spoke to them about that. And then also another person came up. He's like, I just talked to Fran the other day about it.
Yeah, his friend Mike.
Yeah, so I feel like we've been in the conversation now, finally, and that's how we make a difference. If we don't engage, we will never make a difference. Now, is everything going to be perfect? Welcome to contract negotiations. Obviously not.
No.
But this is what happens
what
every time.
Negotiations are.
Right, and we have less than, I mean, when we do it every 2 years. We negotiate every 2 years. Can you believe it? So we spend half the year negotiating. In less than a year from now, a year and a couple months, we're going to do it all again.
Do it again.
So anything that we see that has fallen through the cracks, that's what this is for.
We get to pick up the pieces.
We get to look at the things and go, okay, I wish we would have been harder on this. That's what we're not going to negotiate. But if we don't have something to stand on, we start with nothing.
Yeah.
So I'm very pleased about it. I already feel like I have benefited from it already. Now, is that everyone's story? No, but some people are never, like, they're not working a lot either, and they get mad about it's the contract when let's get your reps up, let's get your materials up, let's get you. But also, yeah, it's hard out there.
I
have a sympathy for that.
That makes me want to ask you so many other questions, but one in particularly, like, specific to New York and, like, the film and television work that's going on here. Do you feel like that has picked up? Do you feel like it's a little stagnant?
Uh-huh.
Do you feel like it's gangbusters? Mm-hmm. Like, how do you feel about
so
what's going on?
So the indie world is popping off. Popping off. The film world is starting to really pop off as well. Big budget films. I'm getting auditions and I'm like, oh, the films are back. The only thing that's suffering more is the TV, because that's when you have staff writers and you have to staff them. And they were on hold as well. Obviously, the WGA iconically was on strike first. We joined them and we were like, whoop. And when they got their deal, we got ours a little bit after.
Mm-hmm.
But that makes it harder. They have to staff it first, write the thing, and then us actors get into the gig. Yes, I did have a TV audition where I was pinned. I don't think I got it, but it was really close. Where I was like one of the last people. I was like, they're like, oh, yeah, what's her size? I was like, oh, okay, I'm in. And then I didn't get it, so that's fine. But anyway, so there is some TV being made, like shows that are like turnkey, that they've already done half, written most of it, and it's ready to go. I think we are obviously slow on that. I'm sure there'll be more Hollywood movies coming out. There will be a boom. There will be. It reminds me of COVID in that. The pandemic of it all, where there was nothing, and then all of a sudden it was like everything, because we want content, we need it. So it's going to be like that. It's just, I'm pleasantly surprised about the decent fount of big tier indies, smaller indies, commercials are still popping, obviously, because that wasn't even affected by the whatever.
Right.
And Hollywood is coming back, and big indies are coming in. Now, also the word on the street is New York is doing better than L.A., with production.
LOL.
Which is surprising to me, but it's not.
It's kind of not, actually, to me at least.
Yeah.
I say this not really knowing how LA works in the indie production world of it all.
Sure.
I mean, first of all, New Yorkers are going to kick some ass.
Yeah, we have no time.
We
take no quarter.
New Yorkers understand what a deadline is.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Deadlines. Okay. They're important.
Deadline.
But also, I know that the ability, in my experience here in New York, the ability to get, like, a location license or yeah. or any kind of permitting
yeah.
For any locations in mm-hmm. the city mm-hmm. is super easy.
And now
that
it is. Yeah.
That is made easy by the mayor's office.
Yeah,
now
the mayor's office, and Laura, we'll go into...
Now, our specific mayor at the time, I don't really have
I don't really know what to say about that.
Because she's a hot mess.
Yeah, but, yeah, yeah.
Like, but that is how, for those of you who don't know, to get permits for sticks down, mm-hmm. Tripods on the ground in yeah. a location, yeah. you have to have a permit. And to do that, you go through the mayor's office of entertainment.
And the governor signs in things that are tax deductions for filmmakers. Yes. And the tax incentive is giant,
giant.
In
it's
this
one
state.
Of the, it's one of the
giant.
Top.
It's one of the gigante. Top.
I think there's also, I don't know specifically, but I know there's some square states out in the Midwest yep. that outdo us because they yep. want filmmakers and television makers to come to their location.
Absolutely.
To bolster their economy and make things
there. And
they should.
Lure me out there, baby. Yeah.
Yeah. There's this guy I follow named Nick. God help me. I can't remember his last name. Mm-hmm. But I thought, God, I hope it's Nick. Oh, okay. No, maybe I shouldn't even say this. Anyway, this person that I follow, I've had coffee with him. I know who he is.
OT.
He did this film called Canusa Street.
Okay.
And I think he shot it in, like, Nebraska or something like that, or South Dakota. And they were able to do it for, like, a fraction of mm-hmm. what they would have had to do it for here.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and that's including flying out film and
wow.
crew and everything else. And I think their tax incentive was like 70%.
Wow, dude.
Which is crazy, if I remember correctly. All of this is subject to be completely wrong.
Sure,
I need
sure.
to be fact-checked on this.
We need a
fact-checker
in the back. Actually, we don't even need a crew. We just need a fact-checker in the corner.
We need somebody on
and
Google.
She's like, no.
We need our like, producer in the back on Google being like, actually, you're wrong.
It's like, no. Stop. End tape. Cut. Yeah. No, but it's
we'll
true, though.
We'll beep that whole section. Yeah, everything I just said will just be
don't get me wrong. I can't
beep.
Wait to be fully more back in the bi-coastal vibe because I was before the pandemic. And now that the world's opening up more again and we'll be doing more stuff bi-coastally, you know, we were working with people in L.A. now. And
yeah.
I always have. And I feel like I miss going there and doing that. But so this is not a dig at L.A. It's more like it's surprising to me that, like, they had more lots than us in terms of striking. They had but we're now building new
gangbusters
like lots, well, and we're having more work here
because we all sat around during the downtime and made shit.
Yeah,
I mean, we're seeing that with Broadway too. There's 15 new musicals on Broadway this season.
Damn.
Just this season. That is a record high.
Wow,
record high. And I think total there are 17 musicals because two of them were revivals, and
that's
huge. Astronomical. They just announced today that Illinois is going to Broadway from the Park Avenue Armory, which makes number 15.
Wow.
Which is crazy because it's an original story. It's not,
yeah.
I don't think it's based on, it's not based on a film, I can tell you that. But it's original story with original music and mm-hmm. not a star in the cast. And like,
good.
We love to see it.
Good.
I just saw Outsiders.
I was going to ask you, I would love for you to tell the audience about that because when you describe it, it's just so incredible to me.
Well, I'm going to
like, not the plot, but like.
Totally. I'm going to hesitate a little bit on that only because I don't know when their opening night is.
Yeah.
And you're not supposed to review a show until it's opening night.
Got
so
it.
I don't want to risk having it be not open and have something
Got
to say
it.
About it.
Got it.
But I will say that unbelievably done. It is beautifully crafted. Julie Taymor's daughter, I think her name is Dana or Diana or something, directed it.
Work.
Incredible
Love Julie
job.
Taymor.
I was a skeptical Steven going into that.
Oh, Skeppy Steve.
I was
yeah.
worried that the whole like toxic masculinity of it all would take over.
Yeah.
And it would just be a whole bunch of like, who cares?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But oh my God. I literally texted my friend Heath, shout out Heath, who does PR for the show.
Got it.
He got
yeah.
me the ticket and I texted him. I was like, sorry, I had to run out. I had to get home and cry privately.
That's incredible, though, that
it
you removed so much
so
that you...
good.
Yeah,
and I believe the cast recording is on Spotify and other streamers, so if you want to go listen to the music, it's very folksy, bluegrassy.
Mm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Love it.
Do we want to talk about who you saw there or no?
I don't want to say that she's the head producer because I don't know what her...
Doesn't matter. She's the head
is,
of everything,
she's a producer.
To be honest.
She's the queen of everything. Miss Glamazon, no filter, gorgeous eleganza, Angelina Jolie.
Oh!
I got to stand next to her for like a total of 4 seconds.
Jesus.
And I was gooped.
Gagged.
She's
incredible.
Stunning. And I love that she is inserting herself into the Broadway community as a producer.
Me too. I think that's iconic.
Like, girl, what you gonna do with all that cash?
Yeah.
All that cash inside MGs.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, put it into a Broadway show. That's wonderful.
That's fantastic.
And back to tax incentives, because of Barack Obama back in 2012, I believe, He changed the investor laws to Broadway shows specifically so that instead of just taking a loss, you actually got a tax write-off.
Oh, my God.
And the fact that it wasn't like that before is horrendous.
That's actually shocking that it wasn't. I'm actually like, it was not that?
Yes, but now you get to count it as a total loss. Mm,
cool.
Which is amazing.
That's incredible.
We love him.
Well, I had a friend in college who was at a rest stop in upstate New York. This is, wait a minute. And he was stopping at this rest stop. It was like 2 a.m. And all of a sudden he smelled this like ethereal smell, like flowers. And like something was incredible. He just felt an aura. And out watched Angelina Jolie of this like random rest stop holding baby like Shiloh or somebody.
Oh my God.
This was years ago. And he literally just was like, oh my God. Like he just was like shook. Like he wasn't trying to be weird.
Be shook too.
He wasn't trying to be weird. He just was like, this is a person that is like exuding star, exuding 100%. Something.
I will say two things. One, that's more shocking because it's out in the wild.
Right. Like, he wasn't anticipating that. He's this crappy like rest stop in the woods. Right. Like,
but it makes sense that Angelina Jolie was there because at the theater because she's a producer. So of course she's gonna be there.
Yeah.
And Heath pointed her out to me. And so I purposefully walked past her and I was like, I didn't really smell it.
Yeah, please don't. Yeah. But also
and I will say the star quality exuding from them thing. Yeah. I've seen and met and talked to a lot of famous people because of the jobs that I've had in the past. But I have only seen this happen 2 times.
Me too.
One was Angelina Jolie. Mm-hmm. Two, Julia Roberts. There is literal LED lighting coming out of their face.
Oh, they're just
I do not know how else to describe it. I was on set for Eat, Pray, Love with Julia Roberts and Viola Davis.
Oh, yeah.
And I was you to me away from her. And I just kept looking at her and I was so like
taken.
What am I looking at? Because it looked like light bulbs were coming out of her
yes,
skin.
Yes, that's what I mean.
And that's how Angelina Jolie was in this dark, dank ass theater.
Yeah.
On 46th Street, the Jacobs. There we go. Just like luminescent.
Bioluminescent. Yeah, mine was, let's see. Well, I've had a couple, but the one that stands out the most, I think, is the only one I'm going to bring up because like I feel like I've worked with a lot of people and sometimes I felt it and sometimes I didn't. It's not, I don't want to slight them, but Will Smith.
Oof.
Like he walked near me, like there was a scene we did for Men in Black 3, and this is back when I was first starting out and I was doing extra work, and he was like chasing someone and he's supposed to like bump into me a little bit, and I thought it was still the stand-in doing it, so I'm just doing the thing like I'm supposed to, and like he bumped into me like a little bit harder and I didn't think it was him, and I turned around and just be like, oh, are we, and it was like and it was something about his energy, it was just mesmerizing. He was so just the energy was just coming off of him. I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah.
And I've literally had scenes with like famous people and I don't even think about it. There's just something about certain ones that have that star that have that they're like, something they're otherworldly.
Like lit, they're like lit from within.
Yeah. There's maybe it's the Scientology. No, sorry, I'm just kidding. Ooh, cut it. Anyway, as we are getting, I'm looking at the timer. We've killed it already.
We've killed it already. Well, then, first of all,
we have a timer now this year, y'all. That's so, the other change.
So official. But I would love to propose a question to the audience.
Yeah.
Who is your most exciting star encounter that you've ever had? Celebrity, actor, star, whatever have you, that you have encountered that has really shook, shaken, gooped, and gagged you?
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I think I saw Iman, David Bowie's
stun.
When he passed away, we all went to like a vigil down where they live, and she came to the window, and it was like, oh, like she is stunned.
At the place that I used to work down in Chelsea, may it rest.
Oh, yeah. R.I.P.
we had people coming in all the time. It was a private members club, super bouge, and lots of the fame crowd.
Yeah.
It wasn't the most like, oh my God, whatever. Cause like I've had conversations with Susan Sarandon and Sarah Jessica Parker and Molly Ringwald and all those people. But my favorite, because she was funny and made a joke stab at herself at her own expense, was Diane Sawyer.
Oh my God, Diane.
Who is 9 feet tall.
Oh yeah, totally.
And just an icon and the nicest.
Ugh.
And made a total joke about I said something about she was there with a friend, mm-hmm. and I was checking them both in, and obviously I know who she is, so I don't need to check her.
You're
in.
Like, your name?
I'm like, yes, I see you're on the list.
Yeah.
But the woman that she was with, I didn't know, and so I asked for her name.
Yeah.
And then that woman was like, and this is the Diane Sawyer. And she was being funny. She wasn't being
rude. Oh, okay. I was like, ew.
She was like, and this is the Diane Sawyer.
And I was Diane Sawyer's like, oh, God.
I was like, oh, I'm aware. I was like, your entourage is upstairs. She's like, they better be or I'll be upset about it.
Were.
I was like,
I love you. Yeah,
I've watched you my entire life.
No, there's just people so like that that yeah. really hit you and you're just like, damn.
That's so cool listener, leave in the comments.
Yeah.
Who is your favorite celebrity encounter? Mm-hmm.
Don't bog my camera with your cards.
Who is your favorite celebrity?
You didn't at all. You didn't at all. I'm being like Hollywood right now.
Don't block my camera.
Don't block my camera though. But yes, seriously, leave in the comments who you've met and like it gave you chills. There's musicians I feel like I could list, but it would just keep us here forever.
Yeah. Well, speaking of musicians, what are you into right now? What are you listening to?
Okay, what's the hot goss? What are the recs? I mean, okay. Oh God, I just feel like I'm listening to stuff that's like this. What am I listening to? I don't know.
I mean,
I feel like we would love that too in the comments because I feel like I'm constantly going back to my old faves.
Well, and we did this the other night at my apartment.
Yeah.
We went through the entire Lady Gaga music video discography. Iconic.
There okay, Miley Cyrus's new album has been on repeat.
To the point where I'm almost tired of listening to it.
Me too.
I love it, but it's
so good.
And I have given
her
so many streams and so many listens.
Same.
But I need something else. And I think that this is kind of an indicative of this conversation we had the other night, which I will now propose to y'all here, that the music industry is not cultivating artists the way that they used to.
No.
We're going through this like early aughts slump where everything sounds
Ew.
The same and everyone is the same and everyone's just trying to copy off of the last thing that was successful.
Yeah.
And it's getting so boring.
It is.
And it's almost to the point where it's so boring, it's like insulting our intelligence
it
as
is.
An audience.
It is.
Like, I love Billie Eilish. I cannot listen to 10 more Billie Eilish copies.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled up my Spotify Discover Weekly random playlist the other day and put it on shuffle. I could not tell the difference between any of them.
Yeah.
They all are like a Billie Eilish. It's getting late. I'm like, Billie Irish.
Well, if we're going to stay on time, we have like a minute. So we're going to be good.
So we're going to wrap this.
No.
By saying that like Olivia Rodrigo and Billie Eilish are the two that everybody sounds like.
Yeah.
And we need another Lady Gaga to come and like shake some shit.
Make it weird.
Give us some art. Be weird. Put
be
on a
weird.
Meat dress.
Art
do something
pop.
Cool.
Make a sandwich. Kill everybody. You know what I mean?
Like make a sandwich. Like, kill everyone.
And it's a music video. It's a telephone video. Relax.
Beyonce. Well, right. But like we talked about the other night, like Beyonce, Taylor Swift, we expect that of them. Like we know how
they're
iconic they
are. They're pushing boundaries continuously.
They're pushing boundaries. They're great. And also we're used to them.
Yeah.
I want fresh meat that is coming out hard, fast, strong, Satan. Loud, and proud.
Yeah. Beyond. Fresh meat, yeah.
Beyond fresh meat.
Sorry. So annoying. I hate vegans in general, honestly.
You know,
so.
You guys, did you know that Sarah's a vegan?
Okay, that's enough. That's enough. Only on Saturdays. No, I'm 12 years. Jesus.
Ooh.
I know. What a commie. Anyway,
what
so.
A commie. We're doing so good
okay,
here.
Okay, so, all right.
To
well,
wrap.
To wrap.
To wrap, let us just reiterate really quick. Oh. As I
and
beat
as
my
we
mic
damage,
to death.
And we'll never be back.
That. Season 2 is going to be full of so many fun new things.
Yep.
I'm so excited about it.
Yeah.
We obviously are in a studio. We are killing it. Our producer's
here. Or
we're
having a mental breakdown together.
We have a whole production team now that is not here currently. Shout out to Christian and AJ and Ned for them. Shout out to MNN and Corey in the back.
Corey in the back. Corey gives us
who's
life.
Who's making all this happen.
Doing everything.
The pink lights that were his call.
Yeah, they were his call.
Genius love.
Genius. Gordina.
And I'm so excited to get season 2 going.
Yeah, we have guests coming that are iconic.
Iconic.
Friends and fam. Friends of the pod.
Friends of the pod.
And I want to give a shout out. Why don't we do this to our production team, blah, blah, blah. Photography. By JT Anderson, which you will see on our social media if you don't
check
already.
Check out the socials.
And then our boo-boo Tia. She, how do you say her last name? I'm sorry.
Tia Byington.
Well, that makes sense. It's literally what it looks like. I just thought it would be a shot. I'd say it and you'd be like, no.
Whom again, they are responsible for.
They are amazing.
This and other social media things, which you can find at Rich Bitch Pod on TikTok and Instagram, which will be populated with all kinds of fun shit in the next future. It's getting late, guys.
Put the money on the table. It's a cut. Cut.
Woo! Oh, my God.
What?
You're so rich.
Payment.